Hello and welcome to Buena Vista, episode 243. I am Ben, and I'm here on one of the planets from Star Trek the original series where they had to improvise based on the sets they had available to them because they had run out of money. That's right, we're on the cowboy Nazi planet. With me, chewing on tobacco, twirling his six-shooter and masterminding the Axis Forces North Africa campaign, it's Rootin' Tootin' Erwood Rubble. Hi, Theo.
Hey, how are you? And also, hail.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Yeah.
Mm. Who's that guy?
Hitler?
No. No, we're sort of a, all I can think is John West. John Wayne.
John
Wayne. Hail John Wayne, the salmon guy. Go with, yeah.
The synthesis of this is that John Wayne is the sort of leader of the Cowboy Reich.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. That's quite interesting. Now, I would note that you had sort of two voices that you could have gone with individually or as a combination of the two there, and you've gone for just sort of, yeah, like your voice.
I think at this point in the podcast, we've worked out that I'm not the voices guy.
I love it when you do the voices.
I can't do the voices. That's I know true. You love it. Out
yeah,
of
it's
some
great.
Sort of
you,
goblin
you cannot
glee.
Do it. And it's delightful.
And you love seeing your friends fail, but it's not me. Couldn't be me. I gotta. You have to construct your own voice, and I'm here to provide the silky little words to let you do that.
Thank you so much. Unfortunately, thanks to pressure from our sponsors, I've had to cut the rest of this intro, but I think I've been able to throw one together as a bit of a backup plan. Here I am at the shops, and with me at the shops is a guy at the shops. It's Lucy. Hi, Lucy.
Hello, Ben.
Hey.
Hi.
Nothing potentially offensive about this, eh? Just some people at the shops.
There's nothing like being at the shops.
I do love the
like
shops.
Like, it's good. It's a good experience, I feel.
Yeah. Well, I like, I don't like it, all the shops. I like going to the Milton IGA, Milton Fruit Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
A few other shops around there. Don't like Indooroopilly Shopping Centre. Don't even get me started on Queen Street Mall. Mm-hmm. Fucking hate Toowong Village. Carindale can fuck off.
That's so true.
What's the other big one, Theo?
You got Chermside.
Oh, Chermside's the worst.
You got Garden City.
Fuck Garden City.
You got Pacific Mall.
What's don't know that one. What's that?
Pacific Fair.
Is that on the Gold Coast?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You got a lot of shops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, one of them's called Chermside.
Chermside,
right.
Yeah.
Yes. And it is, I believe, the largest shopping centre in the Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah, it's enormous.
Wow.
It's not that big. I lied. I made up that fact to
that
sound interesting.
That sounds like a load of shit.
It's the biggest one in Brisbane. And it's too big. Also with me here at the shops... Why, it's none other than the mad dictator of both the Third Reich and the American West. It's Wild Bill Adolf Hitler. Hi, Andrew.
Yee-heil!
There it is. Hmm. There's my boy.
Now, that's comedy, baby.
Yeah.
should I have a crack at synthesizing these two voices?
Please.
I would love to hear this, yes.
How do you... I'm just doing Al Schwarzenegger, yeah. Partner. Yeah.
Why is Arnie here?
Why? By God, it's Cowboy Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's Cowboy Arnold Schwarzenegger. One of his typically believable roles.
Oh, well, isn't he the cowboy in, what's the comedy cowboy movie that he's in? The comedy western, when he was a young actor.
Twins.
Comedy western...
Isn't he?
Junior.
It's not Blazing Saddles, is it? It can't be.
I don't think he's in Blazing Saddles.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, cowboy movie. The villain from 1979. It's parody of Western movies. Why have I seen that? What is that?
What is it? That sounds bad.
That is the movie that I was thinking of.
That was back when they were dubbing over his voice and giving him stage names.
I believe the whole sort of joke of the movie is that he has a seven shooter instead of a six shooter, which is pretty...
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. I don't know if I could have come up with that.
Speaking of Arnold Schwarzenegger and also Austria and furthermore Hitler, it's time for the poll report.
going, wasn't it?
But how good is that Sotto Voce part? Really, really slaps.
So, Ben, this segment's about Poland, is that right?
Oh, no, not at all. So, this is the segment where we explore polls that have been conducted to get a little more of a better understanding of the world around us. Oh, now, this poll comes to us from UK polling company OnePoll, and it was done, it was conducted on 2,000 residents in the United Kingdom. Yuck.
They did this one poll, and they closed down.
That's right. They had a goal and they stuck to it, exactly like layer cake. This is asking 2,000.
Oh, fuck!
Oh, wonderful film. It's asking 2,000 residents in the UK, where is their quote favorite place to snack in secret? Now, I'll read this to you. Let's say in reverse order. Let's go from number 20 down to number 1, shall we?
Do we have to do a quick roundup first to see just of the people here, where our favourite... Where do we think these places are? Where do we like to snack secretly?
Oh, I don't do that because I have a healthy relationship with eating in my body.
Likewise.
That couldn't be me.
Although sometimes I'll stand in the pantry and eat a little treat.
Oh, I wish I had a really ding, secret. Ding, ding, ding noise that I could... Mate, go off right now, because that's up on the board.
Yeah. We're doing this Family Feud style?
Yeah, just feels a little naughty.
FF style.
Yeah. I've got a little breakfast nook there, which is like the least visible part of the kitchen. And so if I need to eat a cookie or something without Finn seeing me, I kind of take it.
The kitchen are you describing as the breakfast nook?
So, you know, to the left of my fridge?
Yes.
Where the kettle is and stuff. So yeah. I'll just sort of like a goblin, I'll just be like crouched in the corner with like two cookies and I'll try and eat them as quickly as I can without Finn perceiving me. But the problem
there's no sight lines to that location except from the driveway and the street, which stares sort of directly into that part.
Yeah, that's right. So if he's outside, I'm kind of fucked.
Mm.
And it's not like a matter of keeping away from the food. He sort of remembers it like an elephant and will... continue to demand the cookies that he saw like 2 hours ago until we give in.
Yeah.
Snacking in secret, baby. Is for when you have kids. That's the only reason I can think of to snack in secret.
Oh, no. It's also when you are trying to avoid your partner seeing it because he called you, you know, maybe he said something like, hey, what you eating there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Et cetera.
And you don't want that sort of scrutiny.
No.
Now, Ben, I'm going to put it to you that this list is more interesting if we read it from most popular to least popular response.
Well, that would help me because that is the order in which it is in the document and that would make it way easier for me to read. So let's do that instead.
Okay.
Number one, and this is actually, this is not a particularly funny answer. It's part of the reason why I included this list is that I just find this repulsive. Wow. Number one, in bed.
Yeah, that's me.
Right? Yeah, no.
Don't be
in
your bed.
No, don't be
in. Are you a bed eater?
Getting ants in there.
Yeah. I'm a bed eater.
You get crumbs in there?
Crumbs.
That's fucked up. I am barely comfortable in my bed to begin with.
Forget crumbs.
Forget what you think about crumbs.
forget everything you think you know about crumbs. Forget crumbs. I'm waking up in the morning with like you know those Arnott's TV snacks.
Familiar with the TV snack.
Little chocolate coated biscuits. The malt sticks are my favorite, right?
Mm. Mm. Oh, Western Pocky. Yep.
I will girthy Pocky. I will wake up in the morning to find that I'm lying on top of one of those and it has no chocolate on it anymore because my body warmth...
See, this is the fucking problem.
That's heinous.
That's horrible.
My body warmth has melted the chocolate, which is then...
Just get out of your bed.
Dissipate. Well, I'm trying to lie in bed and watch TV.
Yeah.
Oh, no, see, that's... Okay, that's problem number two.
You're getting melted chocolate on your sheets. That's...
What if you put kind of like a dog cone around, you know, well, you know where a dog normally goes. Yeah,
but I'm not a dog.
Everything gets caught.
Well, then he won't be able to suck his own dick.
Oh, two birds, one stone, huh? Solving a lot of problems around my house.
No, that's fucked up, Andrew.
Yeah, that's messed up.
That's a fucked up thing that you've just said.
I like that of all of us, you're probably the one most likely to admit sort of embarrassing or weird things about yourself for entertainment purposes. But sometimes...
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man, have some self-respect.
It's just a little snacky. It's just a little snacky. Hey, I have limits. I remember to get up and put the rest of the ice cream punnet back in the freezer when I'm too full.
Yeah, put it in a bowl.
What?
You
don't know how much you're gonna need.
I mean Ben and Jerry's. It's a hand sized thing. It's fine.
You're wasting a dish with a bowl.
This man smokes weed.
Yep. I mean my Ben and Jerry's
You have to set yourself up for success, Andrew, though, when you smoke weed.
I'm also not sharing the Ben and Jerry's with my children. My children get low quality ice cream. Because they're kids and they're like, ice cream, wow. You can give them
black and gold vanilla ice cream. Done.
Yeah, you can give them you can give them like they think Neapolitan's rocks. You know, they think that shit is cool.
That's a quality ice cream.
And you can give them like that cheap choc chip ice cream with the choc chip, like the chocolate that tastes like chalk.
It's powdery. Yeah.
Yeah, you can give them that. They love it.
I'm gonna put it out there. Most ice cream, not worth the time.
That's stupid. You sound so fucking stupid. Ice cream is so stupid right now.
I think there's a threshold.
I've got to agree with Theo here.
And also, if you're like looking to like, if you're looking for like one thing to not eat because you want to keep like somewhat healthy and you don't want to kind of like be like calorie counting or anything like that, ice cream's just not. It's not worth the fucking hassle.
It's a treat though. It's a special treat,
folks. You heard
so many
first.
Treats. You could eat like six prunes.
It's nature's treat.
What about a little?
And that's got to keep you regular instead of giving you diarrhea.
How about a little prune sorbet?
It does sound pretty good, actually. Mm.
Refreshing on a summer's night, you know.
Prune sorbet.
You heard it here first. Theo has endorsed the position that when you are eating your ice cream in bed, it should be a high quality ice cream.
Number two, while driving.
Really quick detour back to number one for a second? Because we all got very sidetracked by me eating food in bed.
Yeah.
And I would like to dispute the characterization of eating in bed as a secret place.
Oh, everyone's going to know you've been eating in bed if you have someone who shares that bed with you.
Yeah, if you have a partner, not very secret at all.
No.
What if they work shifts?
And if you're driving in a car, you are quite visible to other people.
Hey, I woke up this morning and there was the three signature bones left over from a lamb four-quarter chop in our bed. How'd that happen? What you been doing in here?
Could be anything.
They should go a lamb three-quarter, I think.
Number three, on the stairs.
That's some Gollum shit.
That's weird. That's weird.
Yeah. Finish going up or down the stairs first.
Maybe like just in a fire exit? Like, just on the stairs is not really a secret.
Ooh, I'm in an interstitial space. You're still visible. We can still see you. You don't cease to exist if you're halfway between the first and second floors. Mm. Number four, in the bathtub.
See, that to me is worse than bed.
No, I've done it.
Oh, really?
No, it's not.
That feels kind of fucked up.
Little packet of Smith's original crinkle cut chips.
Are you dropping them? Like, you're dropping little bits of the...
Are you floating the bag in the tub?
Well, you could. If you do that, the trick where you turn the chip packet into a bowl by sort of rolling it down like a foreskin, I think it would probably float on the surface then if you try it.
Plus,
big crinkly foreskin.
Picture this.
Oh, yeah.
It's winter night. It's cold outside. You've poured yourself a scaldingly hot bath.
Yep.
Candles lit, etc. You lowered yourself into the bath. All the day's aches and pains are just sort of washing away in the water. And you've got a little shelf in front of you. And what's on that shelf? It's a pea and ham soup.
No.
For delicious enjoyment on a cold winter's night.
You've got your Kindle in one hand. You've got your pea and ham soup on your little plank of wood that goes atop across the top of the bathtub.
Yes.
Spoon in hand.
Yes.
Sentence, mouthful of pea and ham soup. Alternating those two.
What could be better?
Long straw going down to your Asahi Black that's on the floor next to the bathtub. Perfect. No, it is.
You can't eat a warm liquid in the bar. That feels perverted.
I think
that feels luxurious.
Yeah.
This is not based on any kind of medical science, but I feel like that would make you sick because there's a hot, you're in a hot medium outside, and then you're putting hot inside.
You're putting like more hot in.
Your temperature has nowhere to go.
You're thinking that what would be good is like a nice gazpacho.
A lovely, refreshing gazpacho. That's right.
Bath gazpacho.
Honey, can you bring in my bath gazpacho?
Ah, this bath gazpacho is too hot. Yeah. It's room temperature.
You're putting in extra hot water to top up your bath as it cools down and then putting in extra cold water into your gazpacho.
Cold. Oh, my gazpacho's warmed up.
Honey, more ice for the gazpacho, please.
You've got one of those like old school hotel ice buckets to keep topping up your gazpacho.
Like a champagne ice bucket, it's just your gazpacho on top.
Number five, the shed.
Beautiful.
Hey, I just need to go out to the shed for unclear reasons with this packet of Lamingtons. Yeah.
That's where you... Okay, so canonically, the shed is where you smoke weed in secret.
Yeah.
It's not where you eat in secret. That's ridiculous.
This could be a man cave situation.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Going out to the man cave to eat pork rinds with my bros.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just hanging out. That's a great time.
Oh, I shouldn't have announced it. Now it's not a secret.
Number six to me seems like a slight repetition. A public stairwell.
Well, that's different to on the stairs.
Oh, this clarifies something for me because I was wondering whether they were kind of talking about the concrete stairwell where you work or what have you.
No, I think this might well be it. Yeah. Which again, I don't think stairs offer you any sort of privacy or anything that you're not afforded to you by a corner.
They're at like a high traffic area.
Well, I mean, maybe not. It might be a building with an elevator. The stairs don't get used very often. And while you're there, why not treat yourself to a little cry?
That's true. Stairs are great for crying on.
Yeah.
Top two places to cry. Stairwells. In your car.
Setting off my third fire alarm of the month as I try to gobble down some food in the stairwell.
Number seven, on the toilet.
Yes.
Now we're talking.
Not me, buddy.
Absolutely don't.
I'm just saying no.
I'm just going to say that for me, a toilet visit is divided into two halves.
Oh, there's the doing the pissing and shitting part.
There's the pre-hands and the post-hands.
Yeah.
Anytime in the pre-hands segment.
Are you...
Okay, let's dig into this a little,
Are you making
Theo.
An argument in favor of this practice?
Yes.
We might be hearing a small confession here from Theo, I think.
I mean, I can't think of like any specific times when I've done. I get in trouble for using the laptop on the toilet in the pre-hands segment.
That's a faux pas.
Phone's fine. Laptop, that's...
Yeah. You're getting an awful lot of E. coli on your ThinkPad there, bro.
No, I'm not, because there's no splash.
There's no splash yet.
Oh, my God. It's fine.
I cannot believe that we have at this point learned that you're worse than Andrew somehow.
I am not worse than Andrew. Anything that you drop in there is just going to go to the toilet, gets flushed.
Score
you take that back.
Andrew.
I am not.
What are you eating in there like a burger? Just dropping tomatoes and stuff.
No, but maybe you finished your burger and you've got like a snack chips from grilled, and the urge hits you, but you want to eat those chips before they've gone stale.
History
will redeem me.
It won't.
Will it? Will it? I'm not sure.
If we forget how the transmission of like bacteria and stuff works, yeah, maybe. And we might well, you know, when civilization
And look
collapses.
At me, I'm perfectly... I've probably gone to the hospital more time for gastro than anybody else that I know. Maybe I'm learning a few things here, I don't know.
Maybe. Number 8, in an elevator.
Food in an elevator.
Yep. That's... Gobble it up. Like a time limit there.
Yeah.
For it to be secret, yeah.
And limited opportunities as well.
That's kind of, that feels a little more dangerous.
Are we talking about like eating a whole hot dog?
From the action movies I've seen, there's a guy who's watching the security cameras from all the elevators all the time as well. Mm. So it's not that secret.
Oh, it's just you and that guy, though.
Yeah. A little secret that you have with Glenn.
Glenn can keep a secret.
In the security hub. Glenn's, you're looking into the eye of the camera and Glenn's sort of looking back and he's just nodding. And you don't see that, but you know it. It's a little tryst you and Glenn are having. You're both putting a little savory shape into your mouth at the exact same time. And if you're from America, a savory shape isn't just like a food that fits one of the basic geometric shapes, although it is that too.
Or like a shape that you can show different cultures. Say, which is the sweet shape and which is the savory shape? And like over language barriers, etc. Yeah.
Boba Kiki? What's that?
It's some Boba Kiki bullshit.
Yeah, it's on that Boba Kiki shit. Number 9, in a storage room at work. That's a classic.
Good one.
I mean, I wouldn't, but I've seen it in movies and TV.
Yeah, I eat my food like in the break room.
Yeah. That's nice.
Or on the toilet.
I generally try and leave the building if I had an office job because it's a nice little mental break for you.
Yeah.
You could go sit by the river, Theo.
Sometimes you've got too much work to do, though, and like if you don't get it done, who's gonna do it?
You will tomorrow when you come back.
No, then I'll have more work.
Yeah, okay. Number 10, during exercise?
Huh.
Yeah. You like going to CrossFit and eating a meat pie while you're rolling a tractor tire to the other side of the gym? That's not safe.
It's a zero-sum game, though.
Roast them. It's the roast of CrossFit people. We're topical.
Take that, CrossFit.
Take that, buff guys.
Seems annoying.
Keeping healthy over there, bitch.
You guys all look pretty hot, everyone in the movie 300. Number 11, in the hot tub.
Again.
Is it secret?
Who has a hot tub?
I feel like a hot tub's not a place you are alone.
Hot tub's different to a bathtub, though.
Oh, when I'm in a hot tub, I'm more alone than ever.
Hot tub's probably got cum in it. You don't have to worry about the food.
Yeah, don't come in a hot tub.
People do.
That's all I'm saying.
They do.
Mostly they're for coming in. I think, like, every hot tubs are for swingers.
Like, they're for coming in.
Yeah.
That's their design.
If you're not coming in your hot tub, what are you doing?
Yeah, you've bought one by mistake. You meant to get a regular bath. Number 12, in a laundry room. Yeah, that's a nice place to be sad.
In the laundry?
And secretly eat food shamefully.
Do you think we could like rename a lot of these items not the kitchen?
Yeah.
Seems to be a pretty exhaustive list of other places in your house.
Yeah, the places we all have in our house. The elevator, hot tub.
Laundry.
Driving.
Laundry shed, bathtub, stairs.
Number 13, up in the attic.
Yes.
Go get your
fish heads.
Yeah. That's some Edward Scissorhands shit.
Oh, that's terrible. You're pulling it's like one of those American style ones where you've got to like pull a cord and then a thing drops down. Remember, then you climb up the stairs into the attic and then you're sitting there.
Americans love to go in their roofs and in their basements.
They love to find secrets in both.
They do. Why'd they build their houses where one bit's too high up and one bit's like under
Couldn't
the ground?
Couldn't they just have built more house?
Yeah.
That's the bit I don't understand.
Yeah, but then, you know, you'd get up to the roof of the next one, you'd say, well, we keep going up. It'd never end.
Sure.
They love to have an attic and have a basement.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's not for us.
No. And especially not like... Are they eating down there in one of those basements with the toilet just there?
Oh, in the Pittsburgh toilet?
In the Pittsburgh basement?
Toilet.
Yeah, probably. They're having the regional Pittsburgh food. So the Pittsburgh pizza.
You can have your Philly cheesesteak on your Pittsburgh toilet.
Yeah. Oh, the dream.
You could tick off quite a few of these items if you ate while you were walking down the stairs into the basement where you sat on the toilet.
Like, that's
you
true.
You could get a lot done.
And if you jogged down those stairs, that's why you're exercising. Yep. Yeah. Number 14, in a swimming pool.
Secret?
That's not secret. And where the fuck are you going? Where? What? How? Hey, I'm going for a dip.
The way it's you keep it underwater. Secret. The way you keep it secret is you have your Subway sandwich, but you hold it at waist height where other people can't see it.
And you pop say, down under.
Just gonna refresh myself with this water, and you pop your face down and you
I'm
take
just gonna
a big,
suck myself off real quick.
Big bite of your completely wet chlorine water soaked meatball sub.
Oh.
Maybe seafood? Maybe a little tuna sub.
Just or like, that seems thematically appropriate.
Yeah, keep things aquatic. Yeah.
Number 15, a public changing room, not private. It's there in the name, people.
That seems like you're going out of your way.
Yeah.
You really like, you've decided you want to eat in a public change room.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got 5 minutes spare. Time to eat my egg salad sandwich. You know?
How about this next one? Number 16, in a child's playhouse. This is just sad. You're painting an unbelievably sad picture.
But I can see myself doing that.
Going in there, eating one prune.
Yeah, knees up to sort of like my head to kind of like fit in there.
Maybe during like a some sort of social event at a house.
Yeah.
A few too many people, but there is like a lot of food going around. Grab a couple of sandwiches.
Yep.
You've just loaded up on those paper plates with cheese cubes and Cavanossi. You're going outside, climbing in a pink plastic princess cubby house, shoveling those into your mouth.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Number 17, a public toilet.
No.
That is worse.
Fucked up. The worst one. That's much worse. Worst one by far. No.
Now let's...
You've lost me.
Hold on. Hold on a second. Because it doesn't say on a public toilet. So, you could just be standing in, like, the... You could be standing in the hand-washing area.
In the common area of the public toilet.
Yeah,
you could be in the vestibule, snarfing down your Subway cookies.
You could be at the urinal, hoeing down a nice bolognese.
Doing a no-hands piss while you were expertly twirling the noodles around your fork.
Calling out from a cubicle for someone to hold your Cincinnati chili while you wipe your ass. Anybody out there need a bit of a hand?
We're halfway through an episode so far. Number 18, in a closet. Sure.
That's a good secret location.
That's
good.
Yeah, it's fine.
Nothing you're doing secret that. Stuff then.
Close
Number
the
19,
door.
In the basement.
Oh. Yes.
We've really gone from top to bottom of the American house.
More popular in the attic.
I would have thought the basement would
basement.
Be higher. Yeah.
And then number 20, something that I'm sure all of us have all done, everyone who's had a proper job at least once in their lives, inside a freezer room at work.
In the freezer room. Another classic crying / eating spot.
Best if you are also stealing food from work in the freezer.
Yeah.
So you've gotten like a big pack of... chicken tenders. You put it through the work oven, straight back to the freezer.
Oh, yeah. The people who worked in the bakery department at one of my Woolies would always just be sneakily stealing stuff from the frozen section and then heating them up in the bakery ovens. That was a smart bloke.
Ooh, what a treat.
Yeah. I used to occasionally fry up bacon on the... you know how... I don't know if you guys have ever used these before, but the things used for wrapping cut fruit and vegetables in plastic, where it's a large roll of plastic... It's a sharp edge that cuts the plastic, but then there's a little heated panel that's used to seal it.
Oh,
so it's just like a hot strip of metal. I'd just be like, a little bit of bacon from the deli on that thing that's used to seal plastic all day, every day. Bam, straight into my mouth.
Is this like as a customer?
No, this was as an employee.
Oh, okay. All right, I thought you were on...
they don't just let you back there to do what you like.
Well, no, I thought it might be like for... I don't know if they let you... wrap stuff at the supermarket anymore? I don't know.
No, I think they try and discourage you from doing that these days, I think. That from plastic entirely, hopefully. Now of days.
That's what it's like.
Well, that was a half-hour segment, mostly about nothing. And now it's time for something else.
Where did you get that?
Don't forget you had to listen to the Polish national anthem for five minutes.
That sucked up a fair amount of time. It's time, of course, for the Nothing to Report report.
Oh, here we go.
It's the Nothing to Report 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 report. The Nothing to Report 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 report. The Nothing to Report 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 report. The Nothing to Report report. What happened? Nothing. So you should mind your fucking business. It's the Nothing to Report 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 report. Nothing to Report 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 report. Nothing to Report 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 report. Nothing to Report report.
Ooh, original.
Sensational.
All right, then.
It's the Nothing to Report report.
Yeah, this segment that we have done, I think, 3 times in total.
And each time I say, I should do a theme for that.
That's beautiful. This is a story from KPNX in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona.
Ah, Kipenix.
No credit card skimmers found at gas pumps in Arizona so far this year.
Phew.
Great.
Have we looked?
Yep. Didn't find any. technology that has made headlines for stealing your credit card information at the gas pump is on the decline in Arizona. Gas skimmers are attached inside of the gas pumps by criminals, which collect card data as people swipe their cards. The skimmer installer then uses the data to make fake credit cards to make fraudulent purchases. The highest amount of skimmers in Arizona was reported in 2019. Quote, we peaked at 209 skimmers that were found or reported to our division, Kevin Allen, Associate Director for the Arizona Department of Agriculture's Weights and Measures Services Division, said. So far, Allen said, none have been found in 2022 and reported to his department. Quote, that's pretty awesome, Allen said.
That is pretty awesome.
Allen said to not have any reported yet to Weights and Measures is a big deal.
Weights and Measures.
Quote, I've heard data that for each skimmer that's captured, it can be up to $24,000 a criminal can make off of it.
Alan warns that costs.
Just because no skimmers haven't been reported to Weights and Measures yet, doesn't mean they're still not out there.
That's so true.
If there's anything that looks unusual or looks like the device has been tampered with, report that to local law enforcement.
So where in the process do they get? It's just no one's calling Weights and Measures anymore?
Yeah, I guess. Or maybe people stop doing it.
I'm skeptical. That's a pretty big number drop.
But this is also such an arbitrary amount of time to determine to do this story at. It's what? April? And they're like, well...
It is. It's April.
Yeah.
Let's send out a press release. Haven't done anything yet.
It's like they're tempting the skimmers.
Yeah. Emboldening them.
That's right.
Bet we won't find any before the end of the year.
Oh, I'd hate it if someone put some credit card skimmers on some gas pump, said I, the Associate Director of the Arizona Department of Agriculture's Weights and Measures Services Division, had to go out and remove them.
Also,
oh, that'd be awful.
This would make Weights and Measures look so pathetic.
They use the word criminal in that article like 17 times, I'd say. In an article in which no crime actually occurred. But I would put it to you that this is not a criminal act. I got, like, my credit card skimmed a couple of years back, right? And so I saw, like, a whole bunch of credit card stuff came in all at once, called the bank. They froze it. I put in a form. I went, that one, that one, that one, that one, that one, all fake. And then they gave me all of my money back.
Not a crime.
Not a crime. I didn't lose any money.
That's true. Like, credit cards will give you your money back now.
They just give you your money back now.
Yeah.
So, I think you should be allowed to skim as much as you want.
If you get something on my credit card, go for it.
It seems like money's made up.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of the issue, is that it's not real.
But the skimmers also still get the stuff at the end of it, which is cool. So, they get the stuff, and then also no money leaves your account. So, it's sort of like a...
That's true. That's like a win-win.
Cool little loophole.
It's kind of like the perfect crime in a way.
Yeah. If it was a crime, which it isn't.
Which it's not. Yeah. Yeah, that is quite good. It's crazy how you're only used to
have to,
like...
I can't think of a single victim in this entire chain.
No, I mean, like, the service station's getting the money.
Yeah. Small business owners, etc., that they're going buying themselves some nice kicks.
Yeah.
The guys who work at the weights and measures thing, they all get to just get paid to go around and look and go, guess not.
Nothing there, yeah. You know?
Just tapping a gas pump with a wrench. Looks normal.
How about this? How about this?
The next one.
I put it to you that credit card skimmers are the real job creators.
Yeah.
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 And that's our crime pass for the week.
Yeah.
Is make or purchase, I don't know, I guess, a sort of a fake looking credit card reader to put on top of the regular credit card reader. This will most only work in America because in Australia we go inside the shop to pay.
Mm.
Unless you get like the weird fucking app or whatever that they've got. But
And also, can you skim a chip one? Are they skimming that?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Is that what the problem is?
Mm.
I think if you do make your own, you will probably have some trouble getting money from it.
Yeah.
I'm picturing a lot of people coming up with their own kind of, Michel Gondry type, be kind, rewind sort of contraption made out of cardboard.
Yeah.
Bit of tinfoil glued to it, that kind of thing.
Well, I mean, all you need is something that can read a magnetic strip and then you're just getting a number. Like, you're just getting... It's not actually... It doesn't connect to the internet. It doesn't do anything smart. It just saves the number on the device. And then you use that number to fake that you have that credit card.
You seem to know a lot about this, Ben.
Mm.
Well, I'm a job creator. Yeah, this is a pretty exciting story, but there are even more exciting stories to be had out there, and most of them can be found in the UK's incredible tabloid newspapers. It's time, of course, for Tabloid Phenomenon.
Fist-headed man destroys church.
It's time to go British.
Once you go British. Once you go British.
What happens after that, Lucy?
I don't like to think about it. I won't be doing that.
Yeah.
This comes to us from Lancashire Live. Man's unexpected apology after pooing on stranger's driveway as he returns to clean the mess. So, I don't know why this would even make the... Oh, so the part of this that made the news is the unexpected apology.
Well, you know, this is the fourth story in a long saga, but I thought this was the most crucial part of the story.
Yeah, we're being dropped in media res.
That's
the
right.
The poos have already occurred.
This is a cold open on the story of a man taking a shit.
This is the start of an episode of Law and Order where some people are like walking up the street having a chat about the most recent Arsenal game, and then they turn and go, oh, is that shit on a driveway? As though they are finding the dead body in the car park, you know?
Mm.
Yeah.
A man has confessed to going to the toilet in a stranger's driveway days after the act was caught on CCTV.
Going to object to the use of the term going to the toilet.
Yeah, he's not,
not
he's
a toilet.
To the pooing driveway. Doesn't mean going to the toilet. You're not
shitting like an animal might be more apt, I think. Homeowner Wajed Iqbal posted CCT footage showing a man running up to his drive before defecating on the floor. It's also not a floor. You know? A floor's inside
a
house. Right?
Yeah, floors are inside.
A load of shit.
Yeah, that's a ground. Also, people in the UK love to have CCTV.
Yeah.
They're a bunch of filthy little voyeurs.
I think they're looking out for fly tippers. It's my understanding. They fucking hate fly tippers.
What?
You know, it's someone who fly tips. Who does fly tipping.
What's fly tipping?
Sure. Yeah, no, I know. And if that's also a joke, it's very good.
That's when you illegally dump. It's when you illegally dump rubbish is fly tipping.
Oh.
And it is ruining the UK, according to all the headlines that I see all the time. Very mad about fly tippers.
After posting the footage... pardon me. Speaking to Lanx Live, Wajed told of the disgust and shock both he and his wife felt as they watched the footage back over and over and over again.
Oh, yeah, I was so disgusted.
Put it back
couldn't
to the start.
Look away.
Oh, yucky.
Watch it again.
After posting the footage on Facebook, it took less than an hour for the man to be recognized and named.
Wow. Oh,
that is rough.
Oh, man. God damn. Oh, yep, yeah, it's Terry. There he is. Through contact with a person known to both Wajed and the individual, a putual acquaintance, Wajed was able to reach out to the culprit, who told him he would pay £50.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah, you want to shit
like
on my
you've
driveway?
Been caught out, yeah.
That's, yeah.
However,
like $150.
Wajed said he didn't want the money, only for the mess to be cleaned up.
I like that Wajed has principles, you know?
Yeah, and I think there's a small difference between somebody doing something that is inconvenient to you and saying, oh, I'll pay for the damages or the cleaning or whatever. And then there's somebody saying, why don't you go outside and pick up a pile of my human shit that I left on your property?
For 50 quid.
Yep.
Yeah,
I would, but I don't really want to.
That's not a sign of genuine contrition. If you offered £10,000 for them to do that, that would be a sign that you're not just paying them for your time, or their time. You're also apologizing.
Hmm.
A little gratuity. £50 is, I don't want to interface with you or this shit.
No shit for me, please.
I don't want to, like, interact with human shit for, like, any amount of money.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of my point. I'm not sure it's something that you get to pull out a denomination from your wallet that exists in a single note and say, that's your problem now. Talking to Lanx Live about the initial CCTV, Wajed from Nelson said, it's not about the money. I said yes, I was angry. I said yes, if it wasn't Ramadan, I would have hit him, but I'm fasting, and it's the month of forgiveness, and I'm gonna forgive him.
That's fucking beautiful.
Wow, good for you, dude.
Come and clean your crap, pick your underwear up, and go.
I love so much the restraint being shown here, of just being like, it's the month of forgiveness, you lucky shit, otherwise I would have fucking kicked you to death.
Are we going to get a backstory, or is that it? We don't know why he took a shit in this guy's driveway?
We're going to get a very minimal backstory.
Okay.
Here we go. What Jed continues, it is disgusting. You could have had anyone walking past to see a naked man. Anyone could have seen that. You don't want to be seeing that stuff. There's a petrol station literally 100 meters away that has toilets. Go there, not on someone's driveway. On the same evening Lanx Live spoke to Wajed, he was visited by the man, full of apology and willing to clean up the mess entirely. He basically said he'd been out on a night out, got off the bus stop and couldn't hold it, and said he was really, really sorry for the whole thing. He feels so ashamed because obviously, seeing it on social media, his friends and family, he was just really apologetic, Wajed said. I said, don't worry, but you shouldn't have done it. I gave him some water, a brush, and he cleaned it. He offered to jet wash the whole driveway, and I said, no, no, just clean your bit up.
That's so magnanimous.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
No, I'm not buying that story, though. Like, this man's known to him. He just happened to take a shit in Wajed's driveway.
Well, he was one step away from him. Like, they had one mutual friend.
All right.
And I think they're in a smallish area. Like, okay. It's not completely in the realm of the impossible.
Personally, I didn't expect him to come, but at least it's the decent thing to do to come and clean it. He was like, I can't be apologetic enough. You seem to be a nice guy. And he goes, I was expecting to get battered. Get battered! When I opened the door, he stood 2-3 meters away, thinking I'd be launching at him. He said to me, I didn't expect this reaction from somebody whose drive I had done a poo on.
I honestly feel for this guy, because, like...
The shitter?
The shitter. Because I've taken, like... You know, I'm in the city. I'll have a couple of beers at the Scratch with my friend Ben, and I take the bus home, and I kind of go, oh, I really need to piss, but I can't piss on the bus. And that's a long bus ride. I get off near home, kind of getting near home, really need to piss. Maybe you can't find your keys in time. Maybe you have to piss in the crawl space under the house.
Now think of that piss, and then imagine that it's shit.
Yeah.
Now imagine that the crawl space under your house is another man's driveway.
Could happen to anyone.
I have a spot that I piss if I don't if I can't make it from the bar to home.
See?
But it's sort of like...
That's a piss, though.
It's technically Queensland Rail property.
You can't make that fucking... You can't make that deal with your body, though. Like, hey, can I swap this shit for a piss? Because I've got the spot for it.
No. That's not my point. My point is that, like, I think that an out-of-doors piss... I did one recently for the first time in a very long time.
Oh, where'd you do one?
In my backyard.
Oh, all right.
I was out there doing some night business, and I was hopping around from foot to foot, going, whoa, I got to finish what I'm doing, because I really need to piss. And then I was like, wait a minute, I am in my own backyard.
Yeah.
And it's nice.
It is a man's privilege.
Swap that piss for an urgent turd. A turgency.
I would go in the house and use the toilet, if I'm being honest.
What if you can't make it?
I'm shitting my pants. Okay.
You're shitting your pants over dropping them in someone's driveway.
No,
that's noble.
I think it would be a bit wild. Oh,
Mr. Bell's work over here.
Mr.
I choose when and where I shit.
Mr. Sphincter himself.
Mr. Sphincter. That's what they call me. However, I will say my sympathy doesn't really extend to the shitter, because if he had not been caught and publicly shamed, he wouldn't have been coming back to do anything.
No, who would?
Well, you know, it's easy to be like, oh, I'm so sorry and apologetic and extremely embarrassed once you have been publicly embarrassed against your will. It's another thing to come back around the next morning and say... When this guy comes out and goes, what are you doing on my driveway? To go, I shat on your driveway last night.
You.
And yeah. I am fixing it so you don't have to, because it was a fucking horrible act. I'm very sorry.
I pretty frequently will just Google the name of the Brisbane poo jogger to see if he's back in the news, or if he's got employment again, or if anything has happened. Really just dropped off the grid after that happened.
Wow.
Which you'd kind of want to if everyone saw that unbelievably beautiful photo of you freeze-framed. Take your shit in public. Mm-hmm.
Caught like a filthy animal. Well, Jed asked for the man to apologize to his wife, which he did. And now the couple says they've drawn a line under the entire situation. Well, Jed said, I think he's suffered enough embarrassment through the social media posts, so hopefully it'll be a lesson learned. Mm. Well, that's just good stuff. That's
kind of hoping for a more Hollywood ending here, where they were like, we've actually become friends since he took
a shit in my driveway.
Yeah. We shit on each other's driveways as a little prank, you know.
It's a little joke between, a little inside joke.
Outside. That's the problem.
We got time for one more, folks?
Yeah, I reckon so.
If you find that you are having a little relationship trouble, just to pick up your telephone and dial it on the double. You call 1-800-317-5155. Now you're paging Dr. Lucy.
This comes to us from the Am I the Asshole subreddit, where we will weigh in and let you know if you are the asshole. Am I the asshole for helping myself to some food out of my girlfriend's parents' refrigerator and pantry, even though it hadn't been offered? I, 22-year-old male, have been seeing my girlfriend, 23-year-old female, for several months. That serious. Recently, we went one state away to visit her parents. I hadn't met them before. We ended up arriving pretty late to her house. It was past 9. But I had what I thought was a nice first meeting with her mother and father. They didn't offer me or her anything to eat or drink, however, which, where I come from, is kind of rude. However, given how late it was, I gave them the benefit of the doubt and thought they just figured we'd already gotten something to eat, which was true.
Mm-hmm. So he's eating. He just wants a little snacky. Just wants to top it off.
I'm on side so far, but things could change.
However, I woke up around 1 a.m. I mean, look, you can say, hey... We just had a really long drive, and like I'm quite hungry. Could I fix myself something to eat?
And I feel like maybe your partner should be your advocate there.
Yeah, because you just tell your partner. You're like, I'm fucking hungry.
And she's like, yeah, fucking let's just eat some. Yeah.
Mm. I woke up around 1 a.m. feeling really hungry. I didn't want to wake anyone up or bother anyone, so I just went into the kitchen. I found a loaf of bread and then some deli turkey and condiments in the fridge and made myself a sandwich.
So far, those are replenishable items that you can take small parts of.
Nothing
dramatic.
You're not
opening a bag of anything.
It's bread.
I also found a soda and some string cheese in there.
Okay.
Well, what the... Okay.
Who's you're this 22? Hungry at 1 a.m.?
Then I found some individually wrapped portions of olives, as well as a bag of chips and a jar of peanuts in the pantry.
Bro, are you okay?
I made myself a little midnight snack. This guy likes weed, too.
You made yourself a meal. He smoked some weed.
You made yourself...
Took it straight back to
bed. Are you
Tarari? This is the breakfast of an Ottoman sultan. You've gotten up.
Holy shit. Yeah, no, if... I don't know. He's lost me at the individually wrapped olives. Those fuckers are wrapped for a reason.
What's an individually wrapped olive?
Yeah, that's really
portions
weird.
Of olives.
Okay.
It says individually wrapped portions of olives. That
seems
to be
saying
like
a
handful
of, chips,
of olives.
Do you reckon he means like...
Could be snack size, could be full size. We don't really know.
Mm.
I didn't really think anything of it until we were leaving a couple of days later after what I thought was a nice visit. It was then that my girlfriend called me out and asked if I'd helped myself to a bunch of her parents' food. I confirmed that I had, but said that I was a guest and that their food should have been on offer. She said, which I think came from her parents, that they would have gladly shared, but I should have at least asked first. Am I da asshole?
I would feel strange going through someone's cupboards at 1 in the morning if it was my first night in their home. That would feel odd to me, but I reckon if I was absolutely desperate, I'd be like, look, this is, I know it's a bit weird, but I made myself a sandwich last night because I woke up and I was super hungry. Sure.
I would just say
something. Like, I would just be like, hey, I ate a bunch of your food. I'll go buy some more today. Great. I don't really mean it, but I'd say
I would close my eyes and I would go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Just in there shaking the father awake by the shoulders at 1 a.m.
I'm hungry.
Are these olives spoken for?
Yeah, we met last night. Fucking.
Is this turkey still good, you reckon? Don't wake up, Linda. Greg.
It's a little bit slimy. When did you buy it? When did you buy this turkey?
I've got anosmia, so I can't tell if the turkey's all right. I'm trying to smell it, but I can't smell anything.
All right, my position here is that if he had have stopped at the sandwich, he would have been fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
I
is
agree. Maybe
possibly
a bag of chips.
If he had have just gone with two slices of bread out of the loaf, bit of mustard and some turkey, maybe a slice of cheese if they've got slices of cheese there, nobody ever would have known.
I don't think that there is any physiological need that needs to be replenished by stealing someone's soda from the fridge.
No, that is not like a biological imperative.
You don't have a fucking soda
bar
that
soda
goes down.
I mean, unless you have one of the types of diabetes.
In which case,
your ableism is showing.
You should have your own shit.
Yeah, you should maybe have something.
Have like some gummy bears or something. Like,
I don't think this man's problem is that he has diabetes.
No.
I don't think so.
Is this... Who's going around just going like 1 a.m., oh, I'm a little bit hungry, and also, wouldn't mind that soda.
He's doing little twinkly fingers because he's excited about all the things he's finding. Olives for me.
Oh, yeah. Individually wrapped olives. Oh, is that Dr.
peanuts.
Pepper?
These from Kingaroy? How wonderful.
Why did he have to eat so many different things?
Yeah, that's. I think that's where he went wrong. He really... He tipped the scales by making himself a little smorgasbord. I think if he had kept it to a sandwich, the only evidence would have been like a small plate with a couple of crumbs on it. And
that's fine. You can eat a sandwich. If someone comes to my home and eats a sandwich, that's fine.
You're not freaking out.
I implore you to come to my house and eat a sandwich at any time.
See, whereas the other items, the dad could have been like, hey, I had my fucking eye on that bag of chips.
Yeah.
I was waiting.
Yeah.
I was waiting for a Saturday afternoon. I was going to watch TV and drink a beer and eat that bag of chips that I picked up at the store this week. And I'm fucking pissed. Whereas at least if you get asked, you get an opportunity to either say, no, you can't eat my chips. Or you get the opportunity to say, yeah, sure, and then at least know that you are giving away your own chips instead of having them stolen from you in the dead of the night by your daughter's freeloading boyfriend.
Mm. Wait, I feel like if, yeah, if you're stealing shit in the night, that you at least have to make it desperation food. Like,
yeah, well, that's
three
that's,
pieces
have a piece of toast. Don't be
like,
weird.
Buttered bread.
That's where I think the sandwich is
four
perfect.
Pickles are gone.
The sandwich is perfect because it's all things where you're taking a portion of something that's already there and open. You don't have to open anything. A lot of the time, I think people wouldn't even be able to notice visually that you had taken that stuff. And also, they're all perishable items, like bread and turkey and stuff like that. That shit that needs to be used up in like a week anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
Just like being like, oh, that's weird. We had 270 grams of turkey slices yesterday, and now we've got 215.
The fuck is going on? I think we have a poltergeist.
If you come to my house, you can eat my perishables.
Honey, did you eat the croc and bush?
Honey? Honey, some of the croc and bush is gone.
It's a big bite out of the croc and bush.
This is so whack. Like, I would want anyone who stays with me to feel 100% welcome, having whatever they need. But I have also never woken up at 1 a.m. and been like, I need an entire meal.
Yeah,
I've woken up and been like, I'm going to go eat one pickle. I've done that.
I need a bunch of olives or I'm going to die.
Individually wrapped only. I don't want them to have touched each other.
I mean, I'll get up and eat a bunch of olives, but that's a treat. Yeah. That's a little...
That's boredom.
Yeah, that's a little mouth
desire
teaser.
For olives.
And I think the final stage of the fuck up here. So the fuck up was that he went too far on the food and then he didn't mention it afterwards.
Yeah.
I think if he had
if he had
come hat in hand the next morning and said, hey, we ate early in the evening last night and then we didn't have anything else. And I woke up in the middle of the night and I was absolutely starving and I came down here and helped myself with some stuff. I'm really sorry. I would have asked you.
I've got a condition. If I go 16 hours without a little amuse-bouche, I will simply perish.
I've got hungry tummy disease, you know?
Oh, that plate that's in the sink? Well, yeah, that was me. I actually tried to wake you up, but it seems like you guys lock your bedroom door at night. Pretty weird. Rattled that motherfucker a lot.
I think this one deserves the both the arsehole classification because...
I agree. Parents still the arsehole.
Yeah.
What?
I think it's... Even if somebody ate a weird amount of food in the night or whatever, or if you were like, hey, I had a bag of chips and the bag of chips is gone, I guess my daughter and her boyfriend ate them. I don't know if that maybe the cause of the conversation is they've said, hey, Tiffany, did you eat our chips? And she'd be like, no, I guess it must have been Mike.
That's true. You should take the blame for your hungry boyfriend.
Yeah, I made myself the charcuterie board.
But
that night, it was me.
In the same way that I think that the boyfriend should have been willing to limit himself to a single sandwich and then let somebody know afterwards, but he had to push it. In the same way, I think that the parents should have been able to go, that's a little weird to us, but let's let it go.
Yeah. I feel like the way this conversation would have gone is the parents would have been like, I think your boyfriend ate like a ton of food without saying anything, which
lots
is
of different
fine,
kinds,
but weird.
Too.
Yeah.
I think your boyfriend made the banquet table from the movie Hook.
I think he had a Redwall-style feast at 1 in the morning, as if he was a vole or other woodland creature. Pretty strange. Well, anyway, he seems nice. I like Mike.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Tiffany would be so relieved to hear that, you know?
Oh, God.
She'd be so happy. Have her parents' approval. If you have any really strong feelings about who was wrong here, who is in fact the arsehole, please write into mailbag@buntavista.com. Cast your judgment upon Mike and Tiffany and Tiffany's parents.
Oh, you think you can do a better job at this than us?
You think you could be a professional podcaster?
Do you think I didn't spend 14 years at medical school for this?
Mm-hmm. I remembered to close Discord a few times.
Oh, good work.
Yeah, I opened it back up again. I just had to close it when I'm...
It's reflexive. I know. It's hard.
That's growth. That's personal growth.
Mm.
Well, That's it for us, folks. This is the first time it's been all four of us for a while, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it that is. Nice?
Yeah. Now,
that many illnesses taking us
yeah,
out?
Yeah, I think we actually have to leave this one off with a little... Fuck, what's the thing when you're wrong?
A correction?
No.
I feel like
it's
it is.
Latin.
A mea culpa.
A mea culpa.
A mea culpa. Andrew, would you like to make an apology to the listeners?
Oh, yeah, Andrew.
Something you have to apologize for? Something you'd like to say?
Just a little thing that you promised that you'd never do that you did?
I promised I would never get the novel coronavirus, and then I got the novel coronavirus.
Yeah.
Somebody doesn't keep promises.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just want to, just, you know, I don't mean to brag here, but, so my, three people in my life, currently have COVID outside of people that I podcast with. That is my mum, my sister, and my girlfriend. And, I spent the entire 48 hours before Maddie, tested positive for coronavirus with Maddie.
And you were doing like all these horrible little smooches and stuff. You're like,
48 hours of sustained open mouth kissing and close proximity giggling, and I did not catch the novel coronavirus. I am built different.
Provably.
So you're still standing on I'll never get it?
I will never get it. I am currently
in
isolation without the novel coronavirus for no good reason, except that that's the law in Queensland.
So you say
Andrew
that, but
built the same.
Yeah, Andrew built the same as everyone else. All the other mugs out there, the rubes.
You say that, pal, but remember that I also did a week of isolation with a COVID positive person in my household.
Yeah, and then you caught the coronavirus.
No, yeah. I didn't catch the coronavirus that time.
Oh, that's true.
It was only 2 weeks after that when the second kid got
that's
coronavirus.
Right. Hmm.
So I managed to dodge it for like 2 weeks. I had to have two people with COVID in the house before it finally got me.
Still,
finally snagged me.
Pretty, you know? Pretty suspicious that all your family members are getting coronavirus. Kind of points to a weak bloodline there.
What's the one thing they've got in common? It's you.
All four of us have had it now, so that means that theoretically, I'll be immune for several weeks. So,
you won't have the novel coronavirus.
Time to go out and kiss some strangers.
Shout out to, I believe, listener of the show, Jimmy VB, Veebs, who got COVID twice in like 4 or 5 weeks.
Sucks. That sucks.
I promise our listeners, I will never get the novel coronavirus twice in 5 weeks.
Well, okay. We'll fucking see. Also, Lucy didn't get COVID. She just sounded like she was dying in that one.
I just had something far worse than the novel coronavirus for like 2 weeks straight.
This is one of the worst sounding things I've ever heard in my whole life. We had many people reply just being like, this is genuinely upsetting.
Yeah, people thought that it was you guys doing a voice, which is very funny to me.
You sounding like you're on the verge of death saying Ruth Conda forever is one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life. It was beautiful.
Glad I could help.
All right, folks. Thanks for joining us. And we will catch you next time or on the bonus episodes. You could be getting two episodes a week. Mm. Two episodes a week. You could be doing it.
Could be you.
You could be living that life. See you next time, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.